99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side with Joyce. I'm so glad to be here. And it's a good day, you know, to get into some logicality in all of its glory. All right. So, the sunny side, you know, the sun rises here. Well, that song was a little intense on my way to work, but, you know, I had my sunglasses just, you know, coming for this appointment with you on radio. And I thought, look, we should have some great fun. All right. But you see, this fun has some, I don't want to say rules. I think it's a little too heavy, but let me put it better. I do endear you to, you see, that thing you know, I want you to question it. Yeah. Is that better? Yeah, I think it is. That thing you already know. Yeah, just question it. So let's put it this way. If something stands as a total fact, it would be because you have subjected it to scrutiny, to debate, to have compared it with other evidence or evidences, depending on where, how, and from whom, you know. Then you take what's left after you have subjected that argument. And if you have been holding on to the truth, you would know. If you've not been holding on to the truth, well, here is what you should do, I'll advise, which is you take out what you believe to be most concrete position or argument or understanding from that new interaction that you went into with your own pre-notions, yeah, your own understanding, your own history of knowing that particular thing. And after that, you know, experience with someone else, you arrive at something. Now, the reason I'm saying this is because yesterday on the show, language and interpretations, we didn't quite get far with it. If you ask me, we got nowhere with it. So I'm saying this because I want you to think about it. And I'm hoping that particularly some of the topics, well, you know, like the sunny side is a very psychological, you know, it's quite intellectual, if you know what I mean. So I think sometimes I have to, like, give you the topics head on or, you know, before the day that we're going to choose to discuss it, just so that you can think about it. Because maybe sometimes when I just throw it on you like that, yeah, you don't have enough time to really think about it because maybe you're working, you're driving, you're doing other things. So just not enough time to really just go into it mentally. And I get it. So maybe I'll try these days to just give you something beforehand just so that you can think about it. So yesterday's topic will come back again next week. All right. Yesterday's topic on language and interpretations was that men are moved by what they see. And there is a supporting statement to that, which is that women are moved by what they hear. Now, I also want to remind you, a female caller called in yesterday, and she said that as a woman, she believes that men are moved by what they see. And I totally understand that. She said she thought about it. She's a married woman. She's thought about it. And she totally agrees that men are moved by what they see. I don't have a problem with whatever, you know, angle you choose to take, whatever position, whatever you believe to be the backbone of the logic of your argument. But I think what I'm asking you to do is that you should be able to prove that position. Because until you're able to prove it, then it's really not your argument. It's really not your position. It's really not your thinking. Yeah, I'm asking you to think about it. All right. Now, another caller called in yesterday. And then I think he subjected the statement to situations or, say, context. And he says, well, in this context, men are moved by what they see. And then I asked him, are women moved by what they see? He said, yes. So I think maybe I need to explain to you what this, what language and interpretation is about. I try to look for social constructs, like social ideologies, the things society believes. They believe it enough, they say it. And when people believe something, they act on it. So what we do on language and interpretations is we find those phrases and we just analyze them to see whether those phrases are actually right. Now, there is something Aristotle called the law of thought. I've shared it with you before. I'll share it again with you next week. I just want to give you an example of how, you know, it works. And I'm not saying that that is a total fact. But I'm saying, except you have a superior argument, we're going to hold that as a statement of fact, which is the laws. When you do math, you have, there's that little booklet where they have formulas. Yeah, does it have a name? Because I remember in secondary school, you see a lot of students would have that particular mathematical book, and it had different formulas, yeah, from algebras to what have you. So regardless of the question that you ask, once you apply the formula, you should kind of arrive at what looks like a nearly correct or an actual correct answer. You get it? Yeah, so Aristotle came up with something like that. He calls the law of thought. An example of that will be that nothing can both be and not be at the same time. So on language and interpretations, if the phrase is that men are moved by what they see, society holds that to be a statement of fact, that men are moved by what they see. If women, and this is me trying to explain the law of thought, if women can be said or proven to be moved by what they see, then the statement that men are moved by what they see becomes false. So the correct statement would then be, people are moved by what they see. And if I choose to not be moved by what I see, it is because I have other structures. I have internal discipline. I have principles that pretty much guide and guard my action, my thought, and my reaction. I think it's clear, if you ask me. So I think I'm explaining a picture to you. I'm not telling you what is. I am explaining a picture to you. I'm explaining the philosophy of an argument. I'm saying, so if a statement is, women are moved by what they hear, if we can prove or establish that men are also moved by what they hear, then the statement that women are moved by what they hear is false. It's wrong, because what it should be is, well, people are moved by what they hear. All right. Okay. So I'm not necessarily choosing a side or giving you something. I'm just saying, let's analyze it and see whether we understand it. And if you understand something, you should be able to give us your position in a very coordinated, mentally oriented fashion, like you've been able to align your thoughts and you can share that with us. I think radio is a means to fashion opinion. We formulate opinion, you know, being in the media. And I'm not the only one in the media, you're also in the media. But you see, I'm choosing to take very seriously my job of moderating the argument so that anybody is listening, whether it's a 7-year-old, whether it's a 10-year-old, whether it's a 15-year-old, whether it's a 40-year-old, whether it's a 60-year-old, whether it's a man close to his grave, you can look at it and if possible, from everyone's position, you can take something out of it. It would be time wasted if you took nothing out of it and I got nothing out of it. Yep. Okay. So next week, I'll share with you the law of thought. You might need it to be able to rearrange, you know, your collective ideas and argument. If you don't need it, you don't need it. Fine. But whatever position you hold, you should be able to defend it. Like if I say I believe something, I mean, there's a reason I say I believe it. If I say I know something and you ask me about it, I should be able to the best of my human capacity, present my argument or present my knowledge or my knowing in a way that maybe almost convinces you that I know what I'm talking about. You understand what I mean? Exactly that. All right. So until next week, language and interpretations, you're going to have to think about it. All right. All right. If you need to read on it, it's called the law of Aristotle. The law of Aristotle. No, pardon me. By Aristotle, it is the law of thought. Yeah. By Aristotle, the law of thought. So you can just read on it. Well, the article is rather long, but it should take you less than 20 minutes, 15 minutes, actually. And then it should take you quite a number of days to think about it, to thoroughly understand it. But it's very simple if you just understand the formula. All right. With that out of the way, let's get into the cause of our day, which is Confessions Thursday. All right. When you call into the show, you don't say your name. And the only name for at least the next 1 hour that would be heard would be mine. My name's Joyce. All right. Okay. When you're calling, you don't say your name. And Confessions Thursday allows you to tell your story, your engagement with life, the outcome of that, good, bad, the ugly. We want to hear all of it. No matter how weird, unusual, challenges, situations that have made you better or worse, things that you regret, things you wish did happen. Yeah, things that did happen, you wish didn't. Things that happened, you wish didn't happen. Or things that should have happened, didn't happen. And, you know, I think I'm saying this because I know you know that everything that happens in life, half the time, is brought on by humans, human decisions. So hopefully from your experience, we can learn, we can share, you can get it off your chest, feel better about it. Don't say your name when you call in. Turn off the volume of your radio set. Radio is here. My name's Joyce. I'm with you. Don't say your name. Hello.
I don't need to say my name. Let me leave it anonymous.
Well, of course. Confessions Thursday, do you have a confession?
Yes, I have.
Go ahead.
When I was in higher institution.
How many years ago was that?
It's like 7 years ago.
7 years ago, okay.
Yeah, I have a roommate.
Yeah.
So, any time that I came back from, okay, although two of us did science at the same place, and we are admitted in the same school,
mm-hmm.
but not in the same department, the same faculty.
Mm.
So she's my roommate.
Oh.
But any time that I came back from, although my department, I'm the only female. I did physics and industrial physics, and the girl studied.
Go ahead.
Okay, my roommate studied the same. Computer science.
Okay.
So, and my department, almost all the guys there, they were crushing on me.
They were crushing on you?
Yes.
Oh.
So, but due to my upbringing, I don't give up. So, even my lecturer, some of them, I was just having that challenge because...
Are you a female or you're male?
I'm a female.
Oh. Oh, wow.
I think I'm the only female in my department.
You're the only female in your department?
Yes, then.
Okay. But then you lived with other females and they were crushing on you.
No, it's not female. I say my department, I'm the only female. But the guys in my department then.
Yeah. Oh, the guys.
Yes.
Oh, they were crushing on you.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe that's expected. Maybe you're pretty. I think you are.
I don't know.
I mean,
I can go for that.
Yeah. So how were you able to deal with it? Did you eventually... Was your husband one of them?
No, my husband's ever. No, I'm coming.
Oh. Okay.
So, look at my upbringing. I try not to give up. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But the challenge that I have now is when any time that I came back from lecture, I want to change my clothes. You understand?
Yeah.
My roommate will be telling me, please do fast. Because if I come back from lecture and when there's no light, I always like to wear a skimpy dress.
Yeah.
So she'll be telling me, you're seducing me. Wear your clothes. All those kinds of things.
But who's telling you you're seduced? The guys or the girls?
The girl, my roommate.
The girls?
Yes. Well, I was always thinking that she's...
I don't like living with people.
I don't take it serious. So it happened like three or four times. I went to change my clothes. She was telling me that I should. Although, I thank God for I had a very... good body.
Okay. It doesn't mean anything. Okay, go ahead.
I don't know. So she'll be telling me all those things.
Okay, so what happened now? What happened? Was there any issue from that?
Yes.
Oh.
So it happened that when I was just from sleeping, I'm that kind of person that if anything's happening around me, I don't know. Understand? So
Did they molest you?
Yes. So and I don't even. I was thinking that maybe I'm dreaming. Until one day, and I'm fired up that she's the one.
Oh, okay.
Doing it. You don't know that gay is a least. You understand?
Yeah.
But when I find out, so the mistake I did that, even when I find out, I just allow it.
You kept quiet.
But she don't know whether she's a poem or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But now, that is why I'm just angry with myself.
Why are you angry with yourself? For keeping quiet?
Yes.
Okay.
I shouldn't have stopped it.
Yeah, you should have actually.
Yes. So what I did is I'm the virgin that then. I was a virgin. Understand?
Mm.
So I now I went out and rent another apartment.
Okay. All right. Beautiful.
I'm leaving. Yes. I left the room for her. I rent another place. So finally, she let her come to my because I live off campus. She was coming there. So to. Not to allow her to stay in my house. Once I see her coming, If I saw her from the window, I'd close the door and do as if I want to go out and collect something.
Mm.
From there, she'd not come again.
Okay.
And I would have shown her, but I'd not even... I'm just dodging her, just only that. Understand?
Okay.
From there, she stopped coming.
So what happened eventually? Because, you know, we're pressed for time.
What happened is that I don't talk to her. So if we see on the road, I don't talk to her. Just
okay, that's fine.
Keep malice with her, understand?
I mean, that's not necessarily malice. It's not like you can't manage the friendship. So it's not necessarily malice. Yeah, yeah, she shouldn't be your friend. Yeah.
That's what I did.
Okay. You're good now. I mean, that was 7 years ago.
It's 7 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, you're good now. You're straight.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter is now 6 years. So the person I married, it's more than 7 years.
Okay.
It happens, it's like 10 years ago.
Okay.
10 years now, yes. The person that I married, because I married as a virgin, understand? When it's in my final year.
Mm-hmm.
The person that I married, my husband. So when we were doing our traditional wedding, he was like, he wants to have it. I said, no, let us...
marry. Then what happened?
Let's do everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not so much exposed, sexually exposed to that. And so anytime that he wanted to have it, I was like, I was saying that I'm not feeling for all those things I was
feeling
exclusive. So this one was complaining. I was telling my mother-in-law. So at times I'll go and sleep in my mother-in-law's house. I'm just afraid.
What are you afraid of? I think it's what scares you? What is it that you're afraid of?
I don't know whether it's frigidity or something like that.
You don't know whether it's what? Whether it's what?
Is it frigidity or what are they calling it?
Okay. So
I don't... Are you hearing me?
Yeah, I am. It doesn't quite appear you're even sexually attracted to your husband then.
Yes, that's it.
Then you shouldn't have been married.
No,
it's
not that I need marriage.
So, yeah, I mean, you see, if you love someone, there is an attraction, and usually the one of the characteristics of that...
Okay. No. I love him.
Okay.
The only thing is that the first time what I'm hearing that is painful, so because of that...
Well, can you see a therapist then? I think you should see a therapist.
No, it's not happening now again. No. It's just
okay. That initial year.
Yes, I'm telling you what happened.
Oh, nice. But now you're good. You were able to deal with the girl on the campus, and you and your husband have found a rhythm.
Yes, I have a daughter now. So, but that things have really divided my marriage, you understand?
What divided your... Okay, yeah, your lack of chemistry with your husband.
Yes. So,
but have you fixed it now?
Yes, I fixed it now. Okay. So that's my...
Oh, okay. Experiences happen. I'm glad that you were able to, you know, courageously deal with it, which is really what life is about. Things always happen and then you deal with it. The problem is when you don't deal with it. I'm glad that you were able to call in. Thank you very much. Good afternoon. Confessions Thursday. Sorry, I lost you. Hello? Turn off your radio. Hello?
Good afternoon. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Confessions Thursday.
I have a very terrible thing that happened to me.
Sure.
When I was 5 years.
Oh.
And I couldn't tell my mom. I couldn't tell anybody because at that age, I lost my dad. My dad happened to have four wives. My mother was the last one. And the second wife has grown-up children.
Mm.
So one day, one of the sons messed me up. So, but I couldn't say it. And I've been battling with this thing. So whenever I see him, it's like I'm seeing my enemy.
Did he molest you?
Yes.
Oh.
When I was 5 years old.
Your stepbrother?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I couldn't tell my mom. I couldn't tell anybody. But I was battling with that pain.
Yeah. Okay.
So, and I made a mistake. I'm regretting it now. That was last year. Last year, October.
Yeah.
I have an issue with him. Then the wife now asked me, what happened? Why can't I forgive the husband? I said, husband did something I can never forget in my life. And I cannot just open up and start saying it. I was telling me that, okay, say it out so I will be free. And unfortunately, when I left home, come back to Lagos last November, and we lost him December last year. I say I could have said it out so that people will hear me out why I'm angry with him.
Oh, he's late now?
Yeah.
Wait, you've been angry since you were 5?
Yes. I'm 45 now.
But you've been angry for 40... You never let a person make you angry for that long.
Whenever I remember him...
Yeah.
Because after some times, I try to let him go. He starts some dirty characters, no? Whenever I remember him, I'm always angry with myself.
Yeah, but...
And it caused me a lot of pain. And my mother, that's all. They don't know why I'm passing through.
Yeah, but 40 years... I mean, 40 years, life has happened over and over again. Do you have a problem with forgiving people?
My problem is this. I didn't confess it. I didn't say it out. That's my pain now.
So now, you didn't say it out to him or to his wife?
To anybody. To anybody.
Oh. Well, you shouldn't... So first of all, let's eliminate this pain. Why are you hurting? It was 40 years ago. I'm wondering why you're still hurting. I mean, you know it. You can let it go. You can forgive him. He couldn't molest you now, even if he were alive, without you knocking the life out of him. So he took advantage of you. Go ahead.
He spares me whenever I remember that.
Wow.
But I could have told their wife, this is what's happened.
I mean, you can still tell the wife. I don't know why you're hurting. You can still tell her if it would make you feel better.
When the man is not there, then who will believe me? When he's not there?
Well, so do you need somebody to believe you to feel better? You see, these are questions. Yeah, because I don't want you to continue to hurt. Now the man is late. I mean, life's happening, but you're still hurting. Can you let it go, regardless of whether you tell someone or not? And maybe okay.
When I went for his burial, I was like, spend a lot, and I was like, this man, had he been there, this way I can change my mind, or had he been there alive, and I say this now, so maybe one way or the other, I would just...
Yeah, but you can change your mind today. You can let it go today. You can forget, I don't think you'll ever forget it, but you can let go of that hurt today.
Well, since I lost him, I have nothing to against him again. I cannot be against the dead body, the dead one.
Have you forgiven him? Have you forgiven his spirit?
I've forgiven him.
Yeah. And please don't let anybody make you hurt for 2 days. That's too much to give to anybody. Don't hurt for so much, particularly if you can control it. Sometimes some people hurt your spirit. It takes you quite a while to get over it. Yeah. And maybe you need that time to even happen to you for you to get over the pain. Other than that, 40 years is a long time to be angry. Wow. Well, thank you very much. Confessions Thursday. Yeah. Welcome. Confessions Thursday. You have a confession, huh?
Yes.
Go ahead, real quick. Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
The reason I've been bothering you is...
Okay.
Because I want to say... Hello?
We're with you. Go ahead, please. Go ahead. Your time's ticking now.
When my father died, I was 17. So, I was really wanting with my father because he was growing up. So the now says I should go and speak to my elder brother. But now said it to my elder brother, when our father was alive, he doesn't come home, you know? He's always on his own. You understand me?
Yeah.
You are listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Hello, Confessions Thursday. Welcome. How are you?
Fine. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Do you have a confession?
Yes.
Welcome to Nigeria Info. Go ahead.
Yes, a confession is that I have a girlfriend. Actually, let me say my ex-girlfriend, because we're not more together. Early this year,
uh-huh.
Let's say December,
yeah.
She visited me during Christmas period. And I was told that she has been teaching, and her mom is even supporting her.
Well, cheating or teaching? Pardon me, please.
Cheating.
Cheating. On you?
Yes.
Okay.
Because the first time I was out, her mom called me that she's about to go and visit her sister at Aja, which I agreed and gave her some cash that can sustain her during the days that she will be staying with the person. And about it, after 2 days, she now returned home with a lot of things, which I confused. You went to visit someone that is sick, and you come back with a lot of things. So, but I just leave everything.
You ignored it. Okay. Sorry, I'm going to have to interrupt you here. I'm going to ask you to please kindly call back, all right? Because I have to go for a break now. It would appear that your story is a little lengthy. Is that okay?
Okay, no problem.
Thank you very much. I do appreciate your understanding. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. We're off on a break. We'll be right back after the headlines. Confessions Thursday continues on Nigeria Info. Hello, 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name's Joyce. Welcome to the show. If you have just tuned in, it is Confessions Thursday. When you call in, you don't say your name, and I know you're grateful for that. As you tell us your stories, weird, crazy, unusual, extreme. Yeah, let's hear it. Don't say your name. Life happens, and maybe you've learned something. And then in the absence of learning, well, maybe life has changed you. You're better for it or worse from it. We want to hear that story. Do you regret your actions? What was the action? What did you do that has brought you here? What did you not do that has brought you here? What about life that happened to you that you believe is a worthy encounter worth sharing? Remember, it doesn't have to be a happy story. Sad, crazy, weird, strange. Please, I want to hear the strange phenomena that have happened to you. Yeah. My name's Joyce Onyemawa. Welcome to the show. 0700-993-993-993 and 0146-57190. Welcome to Nigeria Info's Confessions Thursday. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome. Confessions Thursday. How
I
are
called
you?
Called back.
Okay.
I called back. So, as I now went to my brother's place.
Are you hearing me? Oh, okay. Can you help our listeners who just tuned in? Can you quickly summarize the previous few sentences?
Okay.
Yeah.
I said when my dad died.
Yeah.
I was 17 years old.
Okay.
So, now, since I finished secondary school, but to stay with my brother, my elder brother, so that I will take a jam and further ahead.
Yeah.
And I'll solve no problem. And I went to my brother's house. And now my brother, both my brother was alive, doesn't come home. He doesn't like associating with people.
Mm.
You know? I don't know why you.
When you say come home, where's home now? Lagos?
It doesn't come to visit us. It doesn't come to my father's
in the
house.
East? In the East?
No, in Lagos.
In Lagos here. Okay, please go ahead.
My father was sick. It doesn't come.
Yeah.
So, because my father and I died. We almost died before he now came. So, when I was saying this thing, he was sitting as if I was not his sister.
Sorry, bring it back. He stays with your sister?
He was treating you as though I'm not his sister.
He was treating you as though you are not his sister.
His sister.
Okay.
So, when I went to sleep, I had my clothes, nylon. You know, nylon, a poly bag.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was 10 era. So, my leg was inside when I was taking things. If I want to wear my clothes, you think that the nylon is making noise.
Oh, okay.
The lion is making noise. I'm not asking one day, what do you want me to do? I don't have money to go and buy a backup bag. They say that don't do that. I save money to go and buy a backup bag. And I put my clothes inside the backup bag. He was still complaining. I said, what do you want me to do now? That, you know, there's one place that he used to cook. He now found it as kitchen.
What? Sorry, bring it back. What'd you say? He did what?
I said, there's one place that he used to cook. He now formed it as kitchen.
Okay, yeah.
So, and I said, what do you want to say? He doesn't know. As the melon is disturbing you. And I said, okay, and I carried the bag of bag, and I put it inside that kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Yeah, and now, anytime I bab, I mean, there's no need to enter the house, okay, and I just to wear the clothes inside the kitchen.
Okay.
And when I put the bag inside the kitchen, I was supposed to say, no, don't put the bag inside. He doesn't care.
Yeah.
And now see, that is tuberculosis. My brother did not today. Whether I'm dying, doesn't care. Now I said, God, please help me. But meanwhile, I've been calling my siblings. I say, Auntie, see you. This is happening. I'll be calling them. They were the stage there, stage there. I see they don't care. So me now, I stopped calling them. You understand?
Okay.
I stopped calling my
siblings. So what's the story now? So what's the problem? Is
what
there a
I'm
problem?
What I'm trying to say is that every when I last the human day, my thing that made me hate him. One day, and I went to work. Doesn't see him, doesn't do anything. I went to work, and I came by my clothes now burned. The clothes that he started to teach, I don't know how he did it. All my clothes burned. I went all the clothes burned.
Oh.
Because I could not say anything to him. Instead of him to call me and say, ah, sorry for the clothes that burned. He just walked past me. I now cried. And I said, and I called my sister. I said, see you. I said, my son, I said, okay, don't worry, come. I will do this, I will do that. So, ever since that club born, I tell you the truth, Joe. I don't want to use time and see him. I don't like him. I hate him. He has gotten married now. I've born two children. I did not go to see him. I think he's like born 100. See, I will not come.
Yeah, I can understand your dislike, but don't you think hate is a little too extreme? I can understand he was unfair to you.
Do you know what I went through?
To be honest with you, unfortunately. But I think that even for your own sanity and peace, hating someone is too much of a burden to even bear yourself.
Yes, I have tried my best to like him.
No, you don't even have to. That's even what I'm saying. You don't have to like a person. I understand that you don't like him, and that's okay. But don't hate him. Hate consumes you, too.
Okay, now. Yeah.
No, don't hate him. You don't go to his house, that's fine. You're grown. What?
Okay.
You don't go to his house, you don't visit him now, yeah?
I don't visit him, I don't get there.
Fine, but don't hate him. Don't think about him with spite, with hate, with bitterness. Don't do that. It's not good for you.
So now, okay, now I want to ask you now, because you know, I don't know what to do. Okay, now I want to ask you now. If, for example, now, they say, let me and him see now. I cannot see him because you know, I don't want to like him.
And that's okay. You don't have to. I'm not even asking you to. Because, you see, that relationship needs to be mended before.
My family is telling me that I should forgive him. I don't know that it's hard for me to forgive him.
Does he want to be forgiven? So I've learned something. I forgave somebody who didn't want to be forgiven. He laughed at my face. The devil is insane. I don't think you should forgive someone who doesn't need your forgiveness. Yeah, but don't hate him. Yeah, don't, please. I think it's not good for you. Hatred corrupts. It's like holding fire, and then the fire starts to burn you. But your aim was to burn me. So yeah, both of us get burned. That's really what happens with hatred. Is that you're not only just going to hate me, it's going to, the poison will also corrupt you too. So you can't allow hatred, you know, corrode your sanity, your peace, your sense of modesty and humanity. You have to be careful not to allow someone bring you to that point. So I've been in a place where I've hated someone before. And I felt like killing them. Then I realized how terrible it was that I could even conceive, you know, killing someone out of anger. And so for a moment, I'm going to ask you to, you know, so this is what I did. You know, I had to, don't look at the person now. Now look at yourself. Imagine everything that can go wrong with that thought inside of your head. Like, well, I'm so angry at this person. I could kill you right now. Like, I could literally kill you. And then for a moment, just separate me and the person, and then just look at me carrying hatred for someone who I feel like killing. Then imagine everything that can go wrong inside of me, just having that thought in my head and in my heart too, because, you know, it's not like it's in your head and it's not in your heart. In fact, I think it's first in your heart. Yeah. Or maybe it's first in your head and then your heart is the fuel. Your emotion fuels your thought. That's why your heart is a terribly great weapon. I think your heart's greater than your head. I really think so. I think the heart's greater than the head. It's a terribly great weapon. If you feel a thought with imagination and emotion, you practically give it life. That's really what creation is. That you create a mannequin and you give it emotion and spirit, and you just bring it to life. So, yeah, hate. And I know. So I'm choosing what angle in your story is easier to deal with. Or say, maybe not easier, but more important to deal with in the now, before we talk about the relationship between you and your brother, is that I can understand you don't like him. He was unfair with you or unfair to you for whatever reason. Yeah, we get that story. I didn't even have the opportunity to ask you whether you would at some point in the future be open to a conversation with him, or at least try to sit him down and talk to him and say, well, this is what you did to me and I'm offended, and until you're sorry, I cannot forgive you for what you have done. But you know, you can say that without hatred in your soul. So now the greater problem, or an equally great problem, is that you have bitterness in your soul, and then everything inside of you could become bitter. You could even begin to get sick and you wouldn't even know why. I'm glad to have you here. Confessions Thursday. No hate. But then if you have hatred, then let's talk about it. Because sometimes when you don't let it out, it stays in. And it's not as simple, and I'm not trying to undermine your pain. I'm saying, well, if there's anything we need to deal with first, as far as the issues go, is to eliminate hate. First thing. All right. When you're calling, don't say your name. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome. Welcome to Nigeria Info. We're glad to have you.
Yes. What I want to say, I don't know if I would claim it as extreme, but I was a little girl, I think around the age of 5, 6, 7. Hello, are you with me?
Totally.
Okay. So around the age of 5, 6, 7, I had this lesson teacher that comes home to teach me at home. So I don't know if I can use the V word and the P word. So he would come to the house.
Who's that? Who comes to the house? Sorry.
My lesson teacher. I had his home teacher, teacher.
Okay.
That comes.
So he comes to your house to teach you?
Yes, to teach me.
Okay.
So sometimes I would be the only one at home. Sometimes my mom would be at home. So I noticed anytime he comes, while we are at the dining table teaching me, he would hold my hand and take it to his pee.
Yeah.
And, you know,
he was molesting you. Yeah, he was just molesting you.
He
okay.
was just doing so many things. He would do that. He would dip his hand in my...
I get it. He was molesting
and
you.
And all those things, yeah.
I get it. We know what molest is, believe me.
Yeah. So I hated him all those times. I hated him. I never wanted him to come to the house. Sometimes when he's around, my mom, I would just feel bad that I don't want to do lesson. And she would be like, why? Kilo Shelly. You know, she would say, go and learn and all that.
Yeah.
And I really knew what I was passing through.
Yeah.
So it stopped and I left primary school, secondary school and all that. Although after then, I've not seen him, I've not set my eyes on him. But anytime I think about it, I just had this hate for him. He didn't even want to see him again.
Yeah.
That's just.
So are you still hating him now?
Yes.
Do you still see him?
No. I've not even gotten in contact with him since then.
How long was then? How long ago?
Very, very long ago. Now I'm 30. And I'm talking about since I was 6, 7, 8, thereabouts.
Is he still alive? He's probably dead. Is he alive?
I don't even know.
Exactly. So he might not be dead. You get it. He might not be dead. But I'm saying, Can you find the strength to move on? It happened to you. We're not denying it. But can you find the strength to let the hate go? So you can't? Are you saying you can't?
Yes, I can. I don't know. Anytime I just think about it, it saddens my heart that how would someone just do that to a little girl?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I get it. And it happens. I mean, you remember the Yabo one, or the Yabo and the Baba Ijesha. Now, until she told her story, we didn't even know what fueled her own stance, you know? So she was molested. she couldn't do, I mean, she said she only told her mom a few years ago before her mom passed, but she couldn't do anything. And then when she had the opportunity to fight for someone else, she's willing to give it everything. So sometimes they get you at a weak point, and then you become strong, and then you use your strength and your knowledge to hold the door for the safety of other people, boys and girls coming behind you. Yeah, that's what we do. So one day we were weak. Well, we won't be tomorrow. Yeah. Life is fair. At least I think so. Your opportunities come, and I hope you know them to take them. So that rather than anger, so let me tell you something. So that's, when you read my book, you would pretty much get to see the little intricacies of how I got there. I don't know whether I put it in totality, but you'd see how I got there. I realized that something happens to me, I'm mad. Then I say, oh, I'm mad. And then I realize that I'm just mad. And because I'm a very passionate person, the anger even makes me weak. It's like the anger is consuming energy. It's like the anger is drinking something from me. So I'm so mad. Then after a while, I just feel weak, like something has happened to me. So I now realize, okay, so this is about force. This is energy. So there's an entire universe inside of me. So when I'm mad, I do something about it. I don't just stay mad. So sometimes you can confront the person if you have the courage to. Well, maybe you couldn't find the courage yesterday, but maybe today you have the courage. Then today you take the anger of yesterday and put it to action today. But then you have to be sensible. So maybe rather than shoot a person, you confront them, you charge them by the law, like you do to set an example for other people. You take action. When I now understood that it was better to take action than to stay mad. I don't even get mad. I don't even believe that I have time for anger. It happens. It triggers anger. I chill, drink wine, you know, listen to music, just calculate it, strategize, action. In fact, you have absolutely no idea. I sometimes, like, God forgive me, I'm too impressed with the precision with which I take action these days. Like, I take actions and I don't even subject my action to a conversation. Like, I don't subject it to, you know, don't worry, what's your mom gonna say? You know, I'm not even there. I'm taking action. So, don't be like me. You see, my rules are different. it's that. And anger is a good thing. So maybe, I'm not even saying that anger is a bad thing, but you see how we use it. So maybe we should even talk about that. It's okay to get angry, but don't get angry and then get crazy. Get angry and then you wire all of that into something more concise, something more deliberate, something that can, you can strike with force. Or at least with precision or presence, yeah. But it has to be orderly in a manner that you can achieve something. If you go crazy, everybody can forget that somebody made you mad. That was why you went crazy. People can just think, oh, well, you're a crazy person. That's why. So take action. I need to play you a video. It might help you. In fact, now that you mentioned it, I'm going to speak to a few callers. Look for that video and play it. It's good. It's about longer than 5 minutes. But if I do nothing today, I want to play you that audio. Yeah, just so that you can pick a thing or two from that. All right. Confessions Thursday. Hello. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Turn off your radio, my friend. We're glad to have you here. Hello.
Please, I have my own to say again.
Sure, but just turn off your radio and then you can go ahead. Please, sure, go ahead, please.
I turned off my radio.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead. It's Confession Stage.
Okay, mine was when we were growing up, I was staying with somebody. I and my younger brother, anyway, because of one issue at home, so we are asked to stay with him, and he's a spiritual person. That is a pastor to say,
according to him.
So we passed through hell staying with him.
Oh.
We passed through hell. And most of the difficulties we had staying with him, it demoralized or even it made some of us to lose calls or to not stand very properly in life, you know?
No, I don't.
We pass through hell. When I say hell,
okay. My friend, please, I need you to call back. I want to go off on a short break, but I need to hear the story. So you promise to call back, yeah?
I will do.
I'll be waiting. Thank you very much. We're off on a break. We'll be right back on Confessions Thursday.
Information, the new currency.
Fact remains that the common man on the streets needs to have a better deal. And this president promised, this is not a better deal. No, this is not a better deal.
Get informed on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
The Sunny Side with Joyce.
The Sunny Side, 99.3 Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday. Welcome, my friends, 0700-993-993-993, 01465-7190. I'm really, really trying to see whether I can squeeze this into 1 hour. It's already 1 hour past. We're going to speak to a few more people on Confessions Thursday, then segue into Lords of Logic. Welcome, my name is Joyce. You do not say your name on Confessions Thursday. You can go ahead with your story. Welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon.
Can I speak on it?
No. It's Confessions Thursday, my friend. No, not on hate today. Hello. Confessions Thursday. Turn off your radio, please.
Doc.
Hello?
I was the one that called before you went.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I'm glad you're back. Please continue.
Okay, like what I was telling you. So we passed through hell, staying in his house. All of us. We are many, not only me.
Okay.
So the torture, the abuse, the...
physical abuse, psychological abuse, or both?
Both psychological and bodily abuse.
Wow.
You know, we have scars on our body. We are treated as mad people, you know? Mad people. So some of us, we are even demoralized in life. Some have not recovered from the effects till now. And many are still passing through that hell within in the guise of... man of God or something nonsense thereabout. So what I'm saying is, all of us that we are within, let's say I'm the only one that is a little bit well-to-do, a little bit, not that I'm buoyant, but some other persons, you know, he will tell you that you go and try and then you will fail. You see those kind of a thing. So,
yeah.
And on the course of that journey, I lost my two family members, my younger brother and my father. I lost them in his house, in his presumed church. Okay, so...
Were they
and,
ill?
The illness was just minor, something that could have been treated in a hospital. But because of the spiritual aspect, you said don't go to hospital, that God will heal you, be here, and then they will pass away. Until I took a boat step, and you dare not talk to him anyhow, you know?
Why can't you talk to him?
The aura of fear
that he has put into you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The environment is tense with fear. Everyone. One thing that we greet you once you come there is fear.
Wow.
So until I took a bold step and left his house. I left his house. He said that this will happen and that.
Is he fetish?
The man said something will happen to me and that and this and that. And then he started to rubbish my name on the altar. You know? So
that's not a church now. That's a shrine. Is that a church? That's not a church.
It's not a church.
That's not a church.
But they don't know. Then he put an enmity between me and some prominent members of the family who we are supporting me in school then, you know. Everybody now starts seeing me as somebody that is very bad, that I'm a cultist and this and that.
Oh, wait, who's the cultist? Not you or him?
Me, that I'm a cultist.
Because you got away from his wings?
Yes, and I stopped coming to the church and I started telling my family not to go, that is not church, so... He even told my mom that he would deal with me in a very special way, you know? I know what I passed through, you know? I passed through hell before I could be able to stand on my feet now.
But I'm glad that you're standing and speaking.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, so that is it. But this part is not something we can forgive. We can't forgive this until he goes down. You know, he must pay for lives that has been rendered useless. You know, so...
But you don't hate him.
Ma?
You don't hate him. You want justice, but it's not hatred.
No. Everything works, you know, at times...
There is a... Okay.
Justice.
Yeah.
You know?
If you want justice, you deserve it.
Yeah.
But you don't hate him.
The truth of the matter is, I hate him. I even hate his name. I even hate anything that happens. I've told him one time when I went to the village. I told him that I will be the one to crush you. I told him. So this is, you don't understand what I'm telling you.
I probably don't.
I was a bright student growing up. I was very, very bright. And my father or my family was at least well-to-do. But this man rubbished every move that we took. Everything that I wanted to do. When, even to that sense, when I got against admission, he was, when I told him that, you know, then the shackles haven't left me completely.
Yeah.
So I went to tell him to break the good news to him. That was when I started to realize that this man is truly evil. So when I told him that, sir, see, I get admission to study social and so in the university, the way he reacted, he interjected. He was asking me, how come?
Uh-oh.
Who helped you? Who will train you? Where did you see the money? This and I was like, it's a normal thing. I get an admission. You know, so...
But he
made sure...
Who was supposed to train you? Was he the one training you? Was he the one raising you?
When I was staying with him anyway, he was the one training us in secondary school.
Oh, okay.
But it would have been better I went to... Or I wasn't even going to school.
Wow.
Than the kind of school we went. I'm telling you. It's not that God is on my side. I ought to be... You know what we saw there? One pastor in Lagos, what was that his name? Reverend King. Similar to the heinous crimes.
Are you real?
What I'm telling you is pure. You know, when we saw vision that you fornicated using that word, or you did something like that, it will elected you in the church, and then you will be running up and down, they'll be flogging you. You know what I'm telling you is hectic. But people don't want to speak up, you know.
Oh, but that's a cult, though. Well, that's a cult.
I'm telling you, he's a very
popular person. That's not even. Then what do they preach Jesus?
He preached Jesus.
That's not Jesus. That's not even holiness.
Yeah.
That's not Jesus. Which one? So you strip the person naked and flog them in church?
And everybody will be watching them. You know?
Wow.
So, four of them. I still remember one of them. One is married now.
That's a concentration camp. That is Poland right there, man. That's a concentration camp. No.
More than concentration camp.
That's what? Really?
Yeah.
And people go there?
The people go, you know, they go there and believe that their problems will be, you know, maybe they will get solutions to their problems.
Their problem is their comprehension of the truth. It's the problem is that they don't know the truth.
You know,
has your family members left there? Have they left that setting?
Yeah, I made sure. I promised him I will remove all of us, or I will stop everybody going. And then the tedious task was my father. Okay, so, but as God may have it, when my father was about to die, he told them to make sure that they listen to me. So that is the genesis of his problem. And so when he died, it wasn't easy. Then my mom came out from the church, and then things that announced, he started spreading rumor.
Now you're taking his church members now. That's what
I'm taking them to know. I don't have any church, but mine is stop going there. It is better you don't go to church than going there.
Well, I'm happy for you. I'm glad that you have some light. I'm glad that you have the light to know that that's not where you go if you want salvation.
Yeah.
Wow. So where are you now? Are you better? So this is just the fight you're in right now. You have an enemy who's not going away.
Yes, that is an enemy, and we must fight him.
Well, pray, and yes, you must fight.
Mm.
Yeah, otherwise, it's somebody wants to win, and it better be you.
This man has rubbished several persons.
Yeah,
know?
I hope you pray. I hope you pray, and where necessary, get the police into it. That's a cult. Yeah. It should be shut down.
Thank you very much for calling. But how is anybody going to go to any... How do you go to a place where they flog you? What are they? What do they tell you when they flog you? Wait. I want to go over the music cover. Look, so it's funny because... it's funny because I think... How much is a Bible right now? Cheapest, like you're walking on the streets, Bible. How much now? Which 500 naira now? Cheap. There's no Bible 500. Are you serious? Bible is expensive too. Oh, wow. Well, you know, I really, that year I bought, there was one Bible that I bought 400 that year. But that was a secondary school then, so we said that's a long time ago. Well, the only reason I'm trying to say that it's not so expensive is you can even download it. Then you can read it. Then you can judge a person's actions by at least what's written. The revelation part of the scripture is even the deeper, you're going into deeper things. Just the human actions, what's documented, and you compare it. Your pastor, is he practicing the old religion or the new religion? If he's telling you Jesus, who did Jesus flog to give salvation to? Like, you have to compare these things. Except, why would you let a man make a fool of you? And maybe it's also because he thinks you're a fool and he extracts the foolishness. I mean, it's not just that you're the only fool in the picture. It's that he's a scorning fool and you are a simple fool. So the scorning fool is trying to be a hero to the simple fool. I mean, how do you let a man salvation that he did not purchase for you, but he's flogging you to give it to you? Wow. Let's scare away the dark. Confessions Thursday will be back next Thursday. And when we come back, I'd like to play you an audio. And it's a little long, but it's really worth it. And after that, we're going to Confessions Thursday, 99.3 Nigeria Info.